So a girlfriend and I had gone for a run, and we had gone through the parcels and gone up to by Inglewood Middle School, maybe, or something like that. We'd gone back. We were on our way back. So we were all sweaty is the point. And we were running along this trail. We were swarmed by bees that are, I don't know, mason bees or sweat bees, but they're just little tiny bees. They're not honey bees or wasps or anything like that, but they nest in the ground. And they are attracted by the salt from sweat. So they maybe are sweat bees. And we were swarmed by them, and it was hysterically funny. Because here we are, just a couple of middle-aged ladies running, go out for a run, and we're on our way back, and we're all sweaty, and we're laughing, and we had a good time, and we're swarmed by these blasted bees. And we're ripping our shirts off and going, what do we do? Let's get out of here, because we're in our cool down by that part, but we're being swarmed by it. And we had our dogs with us. And the dogs ran straight for one of the scummy ponds and jumped right in. We're like, no, not going to do that. But it was so funny. And I first started calling it the Stinging Bee Trail. But I had grandkids by then, so it couldn't have been more than a dozen years ago. And that scared them, because they didn't want to go on someplace called the Stinging Bee Trail, because of course not. It sounds scary, mm-hmm. or off-putting at the very least. And so I did was modify the name, took down the signs that we routed out and put up new signs saying Busy Bee, because people like busy bees. And I have never encountered a bee there since, whether I was sweaty or not. I have never encountered a bee there since, so I think it's a nice memory for me that it was a fun, funny day.